T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I couldn't stop thinking about Caroline Thomas, Hollis Thomas's mom, because Caroline hates Andy Reid worse than I do. And I know how hard she was rooting for Andy Reid to lose, and he did. On the line is her proud son and our co-host, the great Hollis Thomas. Hi, Hollis.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing out there?
All right, we're doing great, Hollis. And I was thinking of your mom. How did you feel when Andy Reid lost another championship game?
That was typical. That was I knew he was going to blow it.
All right. Well, here's what he's getting. Go ahead, Hollis.
I know. I was going to say, and you know, I was getting a little backlash because everybody was wondering, talking about sour grapes. I was like, no, he didn't win one with me. Why should I hope he win one with somebody else?
Thank you, Hollis. He's getting ripped because he ended with 3 timeouts in regulation and never gave his defense, which was back on its heels, a break. Should he have called a timeout there to give them a chance to reset?
Yeah, he should have, especially going against him. And then to see what his quarterback did to get them back into the game and to get the game into overtime, you got to, not only that, you got to give your defense a chance to reset and quit doing the stupid stuff that they were doing.
That's great. Hollis, there's a lot going on in the background. What's happening where you are right now? You have a bunch of girls dancing around or something? What's going on?
No, I don't. I'm getting prepared to come back to where you guys are.
Oh, you're still in Costa Rica?
Yes, I am. I'm actually that was actually the TV. That was the TV's never in English. So I forgot to turn it down where you guys called.
All right. Well, no, I'm saying, Hollis, it sounds crazy. I've seen some of the photos. You're really having a ball down there.
Yes, I'm currently in Terramundo, right off the beach. Wow. So we came up here last night to see the blood moon.
Yeah, the blood moon. Yeah,
it was awesome. I sent your wife some pictures. Thanks for telling her about the girl picture.
No, I'm just saying, Hollis, I have a feeling that that is not the only moon you saw last night. That's all I'm saying.
No, it was actually an awesome time because there were some people for Andy yesterday,
right.
and some people against it. But I think most of the people was for him, and then they were totally disappointed, except for myself and a few choice Eagles fans were happy that Andy didn't win.
All right, now let's, Hollis, this is what I need to know, though. Like, you were part of the 05 Super Bowl team. You were there with Andy for 7 years. Do you think the people that played for Andy root for him or against him?
You know, it's some people that's going to root for him because he treated it was kind of like a lot of people keep asking me the same question. I was like, well, first of all, he had a conflict of interest. You cannot be an executive and tell somebody how important they are, but then you don't pay them the same way.
You can't
tell them that, I need you, and you're not paying me like you need me, and you're paying somebody else of lesser talent, and people that are coming in, from other places who haven't been through what you've been through with him, he's paying them more. And then on top of that, telling you that you're an important part, but you're not paying me like I'm an important part.
Yep.
Well, there's one other thing, too. You can't say that and say you can't do nothing about it, and you are the vice president and GM, almost GM.
Do you think your mom's happy this morning, Hollis?
She's probably elated. She hates him. She actually distinctly told me when the things were going down, but it wasn't really anything bad blood between us at first.
Yep.
Between myself and Andy, but my mom told me to watch him, because he's gonna mess you over. And just watch and see what I tell you. She's like, I can see it, I can feel it. She's like, for some odd reason, I don't trust him.
That's a charming story, Hollis. I'm charmed by that. Your mom warned you. The mom taking care of the son. That's a beautiful story.
Well, yeah, and it's like, I don't think he did everybody like that, but he did enough people like that for them, enough of us like that for us to be pissed off.
Right.
And the one thing I always said was, you cannot win a championship treating your players like crap.
Nice. All right, let's go to the other game, House, because you played for the Saints. All right.
Well, yeah, but I didn't like what they did. I didn't like the gloating they did last week after they beat us.
All right. So they kind of deserved. They had some bad karma there, House. They deserved to get robbed by the refs the way they did in that game.
I'm not gonna say they deserved to get robbed, but that was just kind of like what you get. That's what you get. You know, as a kid, when somebody constantly picks and pokes at you, when there you see them running and they just trip for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And skin and knee. And your first reaction is, aha, that's what you get.
All right, hold on a minute, Hollis. there it is again. Hollis, I noticed a very happy chuckle, kind of like a satisfied chuckle that they got screwed, right? I mean, Hollis. How does the ref miss that call?
Oh, my God.
That is the most obvious pass interference I've ever seen.
I know. I was sitting there watching it, and everybody was looking at me, and I was like, I told you the refs are going to have something to do with it. It's like, because I was at the sports bar here, and I was like, check out who the refs are. I was like, somebody's going to get totally screwed in this game. And everybody's like, nah, they're going to be okay. And they was like, as soon as it happened, everybody just looked at me. I was like, hey, that right there, on championship weekend, the refs having something to do. You even mentioned it, Bill Vinovich.
Yeah, Bill Vinovich. Go ahead.
Him and his crew getting away with it almost again. I was like, and then it's no explanation. It's a guy literally looking exact straight at their play, one from far and one up near the play, and you can't tell me that he does not see that ball nowhere near the action, and that DB clobber their receiver.
Man, so Hollis, you're naming him a pigeon? Is that what you're doing there?
No, yeah, the entire crew was a pigeon.
The crew.
You know who else was a pigeon? Also?
Who else was a pigeon?
Remember, I told you number 75 for the Saints was going to be a pigeon again.
Yeah,
and he was getting his rump kicked yesterday.
Number 75, Al, was a pigeon. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of the name, but he was a pigeon.
For the Saints, Pete.
Yeah,
Pete. All right, good. Now, Alice, here's the thing. I want to play this for you because Sean Payton said that what happened yesterday was so devastating that it will never leave them. And I want to see, because you're a nice person. Underneath, I mean, you hold some bitterness. I think I've had a negative effect on your character. But I would like to hear, tell me if this saddens you at all, because Sean Payton was talking about what that call will mean to all the people in New Orleans.
You know, we'll probably never get over it. You know, the truth is, you always, some of these losses like this, but one like that, It's too bad.
Hollis, I get the sense that that'll make you feel sad towards Sean Payton. Is that correct?
Nope. Tell him to go get that $225,000 out of the cage.
No, not at all. I mean, that would kill you if that was a team you were on.
It would kill me if it was a team I was on, but you have to look at the things that they were doing before you even get there. You put the Super Bowl, like the Super Bowl trophy with the $225,000 cash in a glass thing. You do that, and you don't publicize it.
Right.
Like the two running backs putting on the mask like they were mocking the Eagles. Hey, you better speak by us. That's crap you do only if you're just dominating. You're not doing things in dominating fashion, and you're gloating, and you continue to gloat. Sooner or later, it's going to come back and bite you.
I love it. Hollis, one last thing. This is a question I asked earlier, and I really need your honest answer on this. Hollis Thomas, if Alshon Jeffrey had caught that ball and the Eagles played the NFC Championship game yesterday, would they have beaten the Rams?
Yes, they would have.
Wait a minute. Are you saying the Eagles would be back in the Super Bowl facing Bill Belichick and Tom Brady again, Hollis?
Yes, it would. One more time to beat up on Bill Belichick.
All right, hold on then. He took a shot at Belichick.
Yes,
there.
He did.
Him Belichick. Hollis, are you saying that 2 weeks from now we would actually be having another parade in Philadelphia?
we would possibly be having another parade, and I would actually be in Atlanta this time because it's closer and a little bit warmer.
Wow, Hollis Thomas. Hollis, be well. When are you back with us, Hollis? We miss you.
I'm back with you guys Friday. I'm about to get up and eat breakfast on the beach, and then I catch a flight back that way. And it was one last thing.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with Bill Belichick. There's one person that a lot of people don't realize that hates what Bill Belichick done, and that's Don Shula. Don Shula calls him Bill Belichick. That's where I got that from.
That's Hall very nice. Well, Hollis, one last thing. Are you alone, or are there some people with you?
No longer people with me. They have to get out at night so I can sleep soundly.
Wait.
Hold on a minute. Hollis, so they're there, but then when you're ready to sleep, they leave.
Yeah, you have to get out. You can't just sleep with random strangers in your room.
Hollis, you're the best.
We're
Hollis.
Telling your mom.
We'll see you later this week, pal.
She already knows.
You know what she called you, Hollis, on our show last week.
She called me a man whore.
Yes.
Deuce Bigelow.
Hollis, you're the best, man. Be well, pal. We'll see you later in the week.
I'll talk to you guys later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.